We've got a study this morning that claims China's soft power campaign into New Zealand politics and society is growing. It comes from the University of Canterbury, which shows extensive links between China and former politicians. It also claims dairy farms are being used for launches by a Chinese company developing high-precision monitoring satellites. And, of course, we have significant political donations coming in from China. Now, one of the politicians named in the report, former National Party leader Don Brash, he's the director with the Chinese Bank in New Zealand, and he is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
There's no doubt that China is keen on influence, and in fact, all over the world. Is it overt here in your experience?
Well, let me just speak from my own experience to start with. I'm chairman of ICBC in New Zealand. ICBC is the largest bank in the world. New Zealand and China do a lot of trade together. It's not surprising that ICBC would like some kind of representation here, and that's what they've got. It's a small bank in the overall scheme of things. Do we influence New Zealand politics? Not at all. Why am I asked to be chairman of it? Well, the Reserve Bank requires the chairman of foreign banks to be an independent New Zealander. I've had a long career in banking. I've had some experience in the Reserve Bank. So I'm a natural kind of person to ask. Yeah. Have we been subject to political influence from China? Not to my knowledge.
Is there a touch of xenophobia potentially about these kind of reports?
Oh, I think there is. I mean, all great powers want to throw their weight around. I mean, I myself was a beneficiary of a program to visit the United States at the State Department expense. I haven't had any such invitation from China.
What about the satellite claim in the farms? Do you know anything about that? I mean, not directly in your role as a chairman of the bank, of course, but in general, have you heard of anything like this?
No, I'd never heard of that at all, I must say. It may be true, I don't know.
How much of this is cultural in the sense that what, and whether it's Chinese or not, the interrelationship between countries, politicians, people and businessmen, expectations vary depending on culture, and we might well be seeing the Chinese culture as being different to ours and therefore overt in their desire for some sort of influence?
Yes, I think that's possible. But certainly I've seen no sign of Chinese government or Chinese Communist Party influence on the bank that I chair here. So if they're trying to influence New Zealand politics through this means, it's not a very efficient way of doing it.
Part of it's also a size thing, though, isn't it? I mean, any large country versus any small country, I mean, we are naturally at a disadvantage. We need them more than they need us. I mean, that'd be fair, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. That's true.
Okay. And the One Belt, One Road thing that they've got going, this is an overarching Chinese, view of the world that they, and this is where I guess we get the difficulty. They want to expand, they want to help, they want to invest, and you can see that as either helpful or you can see it as some sort of invasion, I guess, can't you?
Well, I think it's helpful. I mean, from our point of view, do we want China to retreat back into its shell, as was true for decades after the revolution? Absolutely not. I mean, I think China's expansion economically has been of enormous benefit to many countries, including New Zealand.
Yeah.
We don't want them to retreat from that.
What do you make of the polls and the race? How do you think it'll go Saturday, by the way?
Well, I think on balance it looks like a national victory, but boy, it's still pretty tight, I think.
It's always been tight, again, though, hasn't it, basically?
It's always been tight, certainly under MMP. And whether they can form a government in their own right seems to me to be very doubtful.
All right, appreciate your time as always. Don Brash, former National Party leader with us this morning.